You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Holy Matters of the World! It's a 95BFM special announcement.
Oh, yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, my God.
It is an extremely special announcement today. It's been a long time in the making, and a lot of people have been asking for it for quite some years, in fact. We're talking about the return of the Student Radio Network Awards. This is a huge deal. It's presented, of course, by the student radio network stations. Us here in Tamaki Makaurau, 95BFM. You've also got Radio Control in Palmy, Radioactive in Wellington. You've got RDU 98.5 FM down in Ototahi, Christchurch. And Radio 1 in Oteputi, Dunedin, 91 FM. And it's also brought to you by NZ On Air and Naked PR, who have supported this endeavour from its conception. It's a very, very exciting time.
It's a big deal.
People who were around in the 90s and the early 2000s will remember the BNET Awards. This is a pretty much like that, but with a bit more emphasis on all of us together in the same waka doing the thing that we do to support local music and the excellent work that goes on behind the scenes to keep all of these stations alive and doing the independent broadcasting and journalism that you love about us. We're going to be chatting about it properly in just a minute with the wonderful Zach Arnold, who is a longtime BFM whānau member, also got his hat on today as part of Naked PR. And we're going to be talking a little bit in depth about what the awards are, what the actual things presented on the day are going to be. But right now, the date you need to know is December the 11th, 7 p.m. streamed into your lives via the magic of radio and the magic of live streaming on the internet. We're going to have a chat about it on the other side of this stone cold student radio network classic. It's Darcy Clay with Jesus I Was Evil.
I used to do lots of things.
Jesus, I was evil. I never shook babies. I never beat no ladies. I used to crash parties and Maseratis, and I was evil. Go places.
It does barely need a back announce, but that was Darcy Clay with Jesus, I Was Evil. Kia ora, Zach Arnold, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel, I'm really well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming and chatting to us. For anyone who's not been listening for the last 2 minutes, we're talking about the return of the Student Radio Network Awards. Woohoo!
Whoa, yay!
Slash also kind of like the first time that this has happened in many ways, because we've had the BNET Awards in the past, which is a sort of a origin story for the SRN Awards now. But this is a little bit different and also a little bit the same. What's going on here, Zach? What's happening?
That's a really nice way of putting it. I think it's fair to say that there's a space within Aotearoa's awards landscape for something like the Student Radio Network Awards to celebrate those acts that are championed by the Student Radio Network, mm-hmm. and those volunteers and DJs who grace us on the airwaves. As you say, there were the BNETs. I wasn't around for them, unfortunately, and I think there's only a handful of people who can actually remember what happened on the night because they were such a good time. In the meantime, RDU have had their Magnet Awards, and yes. for a while their 95BFM, kind of in association with Dirtbag Radio, had the Dirtbag Awards. When I started my job at Naked PR, I saw that there was this opportunity to celebrate the Student Radio Network communities, and mm-hmm. Here we are.
Here we are indeed. And I mean, it's a lovely thing. It's a bit eggy when you sit in this seat and you say, we're so great. But also the thing is, we are. The Student Radio Network is an amazing thing to exist. And it's a big community. It goes way beyond the people currently on air or behind the scenes. It's part of this whole network that connects our cities across the country and connects the musicians and connects the artists and connects those independent practitioners and journalists who often get their bigger international and more national sort of scope and attention from starting out on spaces like this. And for people who don't go on to do those things, they always have a place in these communities here. And there's something really special and really magical about that. And anyone who listens to these stations will understand that implicitly. But I think it's really nice to have a time when we can actually reflect on that as a platform and also as a community and pat each other on the backs for all the excellent hard work that goes on in and around our music spaces across the motu. Tell us a wee bit about these awards themselves. What have we got to give away this year? What's going to be sort of celebrated, Zach?
Yeah, so I kind of, the awards are, I guess I kind of see them in two halves. The first half is where each individual station throughout the Student Radio Network gets to celebrate a really outstanding contribution from a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
The DJs from each individual station will get to vote for their favourite song from their area. So, that's really exciting. And what's, I guess, from an organisational perspective, what's really great is that the companies and organisations who have come on to sponsor these awards are all really regional, and are all from each station's region. So that's really fantastic. And then the second half of the awards, the SRN as a full body will nominate or present their favourite single of the year, brought to you by Independent Music New Zealand, their favourite EP and mixtape, brought to you by Recorded Music New Zealand. They'll present their favourite album, brought to you by APRA AMCOS, their favourite solo act, brought to you by Southern Comfort, their favourite group, brought to you by Roundhead Studios. There'll be a People's Choice Award where folks can vote for their favourite band that's been out and about throughout 2021.
Awesome.
There's going to be, we've compiled all of the top 10s throughout the year, all of the SRN top tens, and kind of worked out this master top 10, the toppest 10 of the top 10.
The toppest of the top 10s.
Yeah. And then kind of the jewel in the crown is going to be this Outstanding Achievement Award brought to you by the New Zealand Music Commission.
Amazing. It's so nice to just be able to, you know, reflect on the incredible work that goes on. I mean, the lockdowns have been so hard, and COVID is such a stressful time, and we say it all the time on this show, but it's so nice to have music to get everybody through that space, and I think we're all super grateful for it here, and I know people listening at home are so glad that that music's being released, and it's just nice to be able to sit back and reflect on it, I think.
100%. Yeah, and I think this will be a really great way to kind of take a moment, take a breath, kind of archive as well. Mm-hmm. You know, write down what's happened for the year.
Totally.
And then move forward into the next year. I should say that the plan is for these awards to travel around the country in the up and coming years. So we were planning to hold it in Auckland this year, but obviously
COVID.
Yeah.
Coronavirus, have you heard of her?
Yeah. But we'll I guess we'll do some kind of like Olympic Games announcement kind of early in the year next year to announce where we'll travel to next as well.
Cool. And I mean, the magic of radio is you can still listen to it, stream it from wherever you are. So people will be able to tune in and check it all out from 7 p.m. on December the 11th. I think I'm more excited about this than Christmas, truly.
Me
this
too.
It's just so great.
It's such an awesome thing. The SRN is... oh, it's fantastic.
And for anybody who does listen, will know that, you know, as you mentioned, Zach, volunteer power is what really keeps the SRN afloat. And it's nice to be able to see how all of that hard mahi has been keeping us on air across the whole SRN. And it will be really great to be able to celebrate those volleys as well. So I'm very excited about it. And I'm excited to hear what people vote for in the People's Choice Award as well. How do people get involved with that one, Zach?
We're just compiling all the data.
Nice.
And we'll be making an announcement next week as to how people can get involved.
Fantastic.
I should note that the way that it's worked is that essentially if you're a musician or if you're in a band and you've had a song playlisted on one of the Student Radio Network stations between November 1st, 2020 and October 31st, 2021, you're eligible to receive an award. And that includes the People's Choice Award.
That's exciting.
So that's kind of how we've worked out the long list. And from there, the people who will be making all the decisions outside of that People's Choice Award are the program directors themselves. So we've done this to... really make sure that the PDs are in charge, and it's going to be really reflective of the airwaves of the
Totally.
Student Radio Network.
That's so exciting. Was that a bird behind you, Zach, or a cat or
it's
something?
It's my cat, Eno. She's got, she's got a beautiful meow, and... She owns the house.
Nice, nice.
My partner and I are at her whim, and so we've closed the door to make sure that I'm in kind of the quietest location, but she is
It's Eno's world, and we're just living in it.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm happy to be here.
Hey, Zach, thank you so much for chatting to us about the Student Radio Network Awards presented by NZ On Air and Naked PR with, of course, the Student Radio Network. It's a real pleasure to be able to talk about this today, and I'm so looking forward to December. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks.
Thought we'd have another bit of a classic today. This is Sisters Underground with In the Neighbourhood. You're on BFM. Hope you're having a good morning.
Of the city, it's so damn hot and my neck is feeling gritty. I gotta find something to do.
Cause if I don't pretty soon, I think I'll go loo-loo. Every day seems like the same old thing. Listen to the brothers talking about the damn Mac-10. I gotta roll, cause I got a feeling. I gotta keep the sound of the underground reeling. And I'm out like bell-bottom trousers. Fruity, funky, chunky, dropping beats by the hour. And you know, the sisters on the boulevard don't give me props, they're just too damn hard. Stroll right past them, roll right past them. Even though they talk crap and make me wanna blast them. Because I'm chill, I have to keep subliminal. Cause I know my enemies are white-collar criminals.
In the neighborhood.
Child, I got a major dose of funk. I'm sick with the flavor of the thick chocolate stuff. But a pessimistic attitude can get in the way. So when the night comes, all you wanna do is play. So we roll to the club to see if we can get it on. Even if we don't know how we're gonna make it home. Cause once on the floor, we can really shake a booty. Shaking all our troubles away, doing the duty. Going on, keeping on till the break of dawn. Come every Friday, and I could've sworn I seen the same guy in the same shirt, 1-4. Had some trouble with the guys at the door. Cause everywhere we go, it's like a show. You gotta watch your back, because you never know.
Rolling in the neighborhood.
To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.